Hi, you guys. Welcome. This is Richard Sachs in this Lost Arts Radio Live. I hope that some of you made your way over here from the SaveStream version, which is made specially for another channel that, not another channel, but another platform that warned us that, you know, so much misinformation, we'd be kicked off at any point. So we tried to tone it down and direct people over here. And we've got a short time here. The show's going to go by fast, and this is an unusual episode because a couple of things came up this week and have been building up to it that made me want to devote this particular hour to an issue that is going on that's really important, very time-sensitive, urgent, and dangerous for not just America, but the whole world. And that is the ongoing destruction, intentional destruction of the U.S. military. And I, as I said in the SaveStream version, I'm very much pro-military, but I'm not pro-misuse of the military. And that's been going on for thousands of years, and it's been going on in America and most other countries as well. Definitely America's been used for illegal invasions, occupations, overthrowing governments that the U.S. has no business interfering with at all. But it's not really the U.S. It's the powers that have infiltrated and taken over the U.S. and turned it into a criminal operation. And that needs to be taken back because the country is worth saving. All countries are worth saving. And as I kind of alluded to in the previous show, patriotism applies to every country, and the title of this particular episode, Beware of the MAGA Extremists, is somewhat sarcastic because I really believe in making every country great again, or for the first time, or I guess it really is for the first time, because even in the U.S., where we have the founding documents that are, as far as I know, unique, recognizing that the natural rights come from God. And by the way, no emergency can ever justify taking them away. That's a real basic that the rulers hope that we all forgot. And that's that if you're, and I don't want to take too much time because we got videos to play and things like that, but it's important to understand, and hopefully you do already, that when your rights come from God, and that's not just for Americans, the American founders recognized that and applied it to everybody. They're saying that no matter where you live, what country you're sitting in right now, your natural rights are identical. It doesn't matter if you're American or any other nationality. And the rights come from God. They're not a privilege from the United Nations or from other institutions, whether national or international. And because of that, because of where they come from, and if you're an atheist, you can say they come from nature, but the point is that they belong to you. And government is your servant. Government doesn't have the right to make you a slave and take your rights away. So even if there were a real pandemic right now, even if there were a real virus, which there's no evidence of at all at this point, the virus has never been demonstrated to exist. The one that the current situation is blamed on, even if it did exist and it was real and you were climbing over piles of bodies in the streets and it was a 90% death rate and it was legitimate, government can't take away your rights because they didn't give you your rights. They don't own them. They don't own you. They could say, Mr. and Mrs. America or any other country, we recommend you go and hide in your bathroom and never come out until we say it's safe, but they can't force you to do that. And the military takes an oath. A lot of other people do too, government servants of different kinds, law enforcement, other people, office holders. They take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, which should have analogous situations in every other country. And that means individual freedom, not enslavement. So what came up, excuse me, this week is there was a friend of ours, a congressional candidate that was on the show previously. His name was Jerome Bell, J-A-R-O-M-E Bell, a great man, in my opinion, from our conversation and other parts of following his work that I've had time to do. Incredible person who tells the truth no matter what. And he put up a tweet, and it was a really important tweet on Twitter. And it was a warning about what's happening to the U.S. military, which is real. And it's already happening, and it needs to be reversed and stopped, and antidotes found for the people that have already been victimized by it. But I want to show you what our friend Jerome Bell, the congressional candidate in Virginia, got permanently banned for. This is the criminal social media operations that are trying to keep us from knowing what the power structure is in the process of doing, which is extermination and the end of sovereign nations and the end of humanity. And the military right now is being targeted specifically in the U.S. for various reasons. So take a look at this video with which Jerome Bell, candidate Jerome Bell, tweeted and got banned for, and then we'll be right back.
就是美国军队你打疫苗，美国军队就没了，共产党就赢了。美国军队打完疫苗，我告诉你，疫苗基本上就不会再打了。当美国的精英社会，因为恐惧、没有信仰、怕死，还有这些流氓、低级政治家、投机主义者，为了不担责任，特别是华尔街呀、好莱坞明星啊、白宫啊。 军队打了药以后，你放心，没有疫苗的事儿了。执行打疫苗的人，基本上也就快完了。推动打疫苗的人，基本上也达到目的了，不会再推疫苗，一定就会有解药。解药就出来了，解药出来是干啥的？不是解你疫苗的，不让你再传染病毒了，但不解疫苗。打疫苗的你就等死去吧，疫苗的药还在共产党手里边呢，那我就让你死了，我干嘛给你解药？
Okay, now, like me, your Chinese is probably not that great unless you're a Chinese speaker. So it went by real fast, and this is a super important video to understand. It's by apparently a CCP party official giving a speech about what's going to happen to the U.S. military. And the subtitles are the only way I can get anything out of it. So I'd like to play it once more, but stop at each frame long enough, just long enough to read the subtitles. If we can do that, Doug, I think that would be really helpful. Read carefully.
Okay, now, like me, your Chinese is probably not that great unless you're a Chinese speaker. Okay, 基本上也达到目的了。不会再推进，一定就会有解药。解药就出来了。解药出来是干啥的？不是解你疫苗的，不让你再传染病毒了，但不解疫苗。打疫苗的你就等死去吧。疫苗的药还在共产党手里边呢，那我就让你死了，我干嘛给你解药？要的就是美国军队，你打
？Okay, I think you get the idea. Thank you, Doug. That was perfect. And the point, you know, there's no question about what the vaccine does.Any of the politicians in the U.S. and elsewhere are not telling the truth. And I assume it's that most of them are so brainwashed to have blind trust for the medical establishment that they don't do any of their own checking. The people trained as medical doctors went through the program where you memorize safe and effective, safe and effective, safe and effective, and the public does too.That's great with that slogan, except for one little detail. It's the opposite of the truth. I have looked into the practice of injecting poisonous mixtures into people to prevent disease, which is really an absurd idea, but I checked it out going back to Edward Jenner in about 1796 or so in the UK, where they started this stuff. And I couldn't find any evidence.I was looking into it with an open mind because I'd be happy to just tell you, yes, it prevents this disease and this disease and this disease. Just go get yourself injected. But I couldn't find any evidence of that at all. And science, you know, doesn't take a position and defend it. It says, I want to know the truth. And so it questions everything.Especially what everybody believes, especially its own belief. So if there's a real scientist and they're getting rare, the real scientist says, well, it looks like such and such is happening in a certain situation, like with this idea of injecting toxic compounds into people's bodies to make keep them healthy. And say the scientist has memorized that that's a really great idea and it's totally safe, never hurts anybody, it prevents the disease, etc.You know, the same thing that the ads from the drug dealers say on television. And, but if it's a real scientist, he or she says, well, maybe that's possible, but let's find out. And now it's easy because when Reagan foolishly signed into law that the people that sell these little devices that inject, well, not just the, not the devices, but the material that is injected into you,in this practice, that if their material is injected into your family and you all die, that's fine. They're not responsible. They can't be sued. Reagan signed that. And I don't think Reagan was a bad person. I met him in the late 60s when I was in university student. It's not black and white like that. A good person can make all kinds of mistakes, with good motives, not intending to harm anybody. And I think that's what Reagan did when he signed the act, which is the name of a movie about it. It's a really good movie. And as far as I can tell, Trump did the same thing when he made a fatal error. I mean, besides hiring all kinds of criminals and enemies to be on his team to help him, totally ridiculous.I don't think he did that because he wanted to have a bad time and they blocked everything he did that was good. But he handed America over to psychopathic medical tyrants. That's not a really good move. That means Trump is now complicit in the deaths of people who this warp speed system has killed. And there's a lot. How many has it killed? Well, fortunately, when Reagan signed the law that said the companies can kill you and your family, and it's not, you know, they don't have any, they can't be held accountable legally. You can't sue them. Really ridiculous. Smart people can be complete idiots in many ways, and we've all been that. There's no reason to be arrogant and look down on other people. It happens to all of us. We've all made serious mistakes. I think we need longer lifespans, because the first 100 years is to get your bearings in this strange place and then maybe have a chance to do it right. But we don't have that much time, most of us. So we have to do the best we can in a short time and learn fast. And what happened when Reagan signed up for the companies to be not responsible for the death and damage and disability that they caused, which is massive. One of the criteria for getting that freedom of liability was that they had to set up this database called VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. And they agreed to it because it saved them from getting sued out of existence. But about they try to arrange it so that doctors don't know to report deaths and injuries to that system, most of them. And it's also so cumbersome with paperwork that the medical staff does not have time. So there was a Harvard study, I think it was called the Pilgrim study or something like that. And it figured that 1% or less could be being reported of the deaths, so that it, out of every 100 deaths, there could be one that was actually reported, registered, and publicized on VAERS. And with this current new group of so-called vaccines that make you into a GMO organism, well, that's redundant, a genetically modified organism, the admitted deaths from that practice of injecting this stuff into people, last time I checked, was 16,000 something just in the U.S. So if 1 out of 100 gets reported, that means 1.6 million roughly, maybe more, have been killed so far. And there were animal trials. It's not true that there weren't. And the animal trials, all the animals died. That's why they didn't want to publicize it. But only a small percentage, maybe, I don't know, 0.5% or something, died soon. And the rest were months later, which is in the transposed into human years, that would be a few years later. That's what we're looking at, with more than 200 million people injected with this, what Dr. Zelenko calls poison death shot so far. And they're trying to force the rest of us. One group they're trying to force with the threat of being fired and losing your honorable discharge, losing your pay, losing your all of the benefits that you'd get after retiring, is the military. And that's what this video that Jerome Bell put up was about. So I've hogged too much of the time, but I wanted to set the stage for what we're talking about here. We're talking about a program to destroy the U.S. military. This has already started when you saw the military, the men being trained to walk in tall, high heels. Remember that? Red ones, I think. And you saw women being put into combat, which is a crime, I think, against women. And in fact, so not just regular combat, which is bad enough, but women were being made flight suits by the Air Force so that they could fly fighter jets when they're pregnant. I mean, that's obviously an assault on the military. And if we don't understand that, we're pretty far gone, which unfortunately is the case. But I think we can still be reclaimed and wake up. This is a consciousness issue. And so now the assault on the military that this Chinese official was talking about in this tweet that Jerome got banned for, that assault is saying you get this injection, which is proven to have all kinds of heart damage and, I mean, causing paralysis and massive amounts of death. you either get that, which it's illegal for them to order that, but they say you either get that or you get fired with dishonorable discharge and lose all your benefits and retirement. Your free choice, but that's the choice. So not all the military is just blindly going along with this and committing suicide to get their retirement, which is not a good deal. There's a lot of them that have said, wait a minute, we took an oath to defend the Constitution, which is about freedom. You know, this is, and some of them are realizing that the military has been used for massive criminal activity. You know, the invasions in the Middle East, that's just a death business. There's no justification in defense for that at all, or anywhere else in the world other than defending the U.S. They should be defending the southern border of the U.S. right now. And that's a legitimate function of the military. Make sure no one crosses that border unless they go through legal immigration. You know, saying that millions of people need asylum means you want to destroy the country. So that's going on right now, wide open. And the current figurehead president is allowing it because he's just following orders himself. He's barely aware of where he is. You can tell that because he gets lost right there on the White House grounds and is reading scripts by mistake into the mic saying, here's the people they want me to take questions from. So where are you? I'll call on you. And you have the canned questions and then everybody cheers, you know, that he's so great. And the problem is the country and most parts of the world are being totally run by a network of mafias. And I don't mean to insult the regular mafias. They're just criminals. These are mega criminals with no code of ethics at all, except for the protocol that they feel that they have to satisfy in carrying out the ceremonial sacrifice of the biosphere of Earth. And they are doing that very carefully. The step that they're at in the sacrifice right now is destroy the U.S. military. And so a group within the military, hundreds of, or maybe thousands, I don't know, who don't want to go along with this and recognize that, wait a minute, you're saying I have to commit suicide to get my pension? Something wrong with that picture. And that spirit of awakening is in the military. And this great video that was on Vaccine Impact News, which I really recommend you get on their mailing list, their email list. They have a couple of great articles almost every day. Their website is vaccineimpact.com. Brian Chivalry, I think, is the way that you pronounce his name, doing wonderful work and a lot of important information, putting human faces on the scam pandemic that's going on right now and letting us know the clock is ticking on saving America and saving every country. And the reason I wanted to bring up the MAGA idea in MAGA, you know, that is considered by the media to be terrible and basically Trump is the devil and et cetera, et cetera. There's a reason that they hate Trump because of all the good things that he tried to do, including protecting the southern border, which were undone quickly as soon as Biden got in. Trump was made the U.S. energy independent, which every country should try to do. It was a great accomplishment. He pulled out of the fake climate accord in Paris, which was meant only for profit and enslavement, and out of other international agreements. He had started to pull out of WHO, but didn't get to do it all the way. A lot of great things there. The media doesn't hate a person for nothing, but he made a fatal move, a fatal error in handing the country over to psychopaths that are now trying to destroy the entire structure of freedom and also everyone's health and ultimately everyone's life. It's totally illegal. It's unconstitutional. It breaks what's called the Nuremberg Code, which many countries are signatories to, including the United States and probably the country that you're in. And it says, among other things, that no medical treatment can be done to anybody, whether you call it experimental or not, is irrelevant. You can't do anything medical to somebody without informed consent. And that's the American medical industry and all over the world has pretty much decided they'll violate that every day, not just with the COVID injection, but with all the poisonous chemicals that they're calling medicine and giving people and hiding what could be done that is safe and effective, it's natural. That's breaking the Nuremberg Code. And when that came up, I think in 47 or so, the punishment for breaking it was death. So we've got countries being controlled by complete psychopaths or servants of psychopaths that are saying, we're just following orders. And besides, we need to keep our pensions. And the military is waking up to that. So they put together a kind of a homemade collection of videos. And it was what those who are waking up in the military are thinking about this whole thing and their observations. We won't have time to play the whole thing, unfortunately. And there are two versions, both posted on lostartsradio.com. And they come from Vaccine Impact News, which, again, I recommend that you subscribe to. And one is 4.5 hours. That's the original version. And the shorter one, which we're trying to play here, is 38 minutes. And we'll have time for most of it. I may cut in a little bit to make commentary and to wrap it up at the end. But I think it's important that you get to hear this. And you should spread it, because we're shadow banned, you know, everywhere. And we don't reach 1% of the people we should. And even if you take this out and don't mention Lost Arts Radio, if you don't want to, but get this military video out to everybody. It's an issue in every country. And what happens to America affects everybody else in the world. You know, this country was founded on the ideal of freedom. That's why the people in Hong Kong, as they were being overrun recently, were cheering for America before the latest presidential election. They were saying, bring American freedom here. And now in America, we don't have American freedom, and they're trying to shut it all down. It needs a response by people. Peaceful mass noncompliance, totally peaceful, other than absolutely unavoidable self-defense, which is very important to protect and uphold. Right now, the assault is against the population forcing these death shots, as Dr. Zelenko says, and now the intent is to cut off the supplies of food and materials by not letting the ships unload at the docks. This is siege, as Alex has been explaining, and there needs to be a reversal right away in order to avoid any unnecessary damage that we can still avert. So, listen to the military. I'll try not to interrupt too much. This is the spontaneous short videos of military members. And then I'll interrupt where I have to. And at the end, we'll just say a couple of things in conclusion. So see what you think. Here it is. And please share this any way you can.
I want to be very clear about one thing before we go any further. I am not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I don't believe in it. I believe all it does is split us in two, makes us pissed at each other instead of the people that are actually screwing things up.
Brothers and sisters, I just saw a clip where Biden has ordered the VA to stop services to any veteran that is unvaccinated. That's unacceptable, Joe. You done fucked with the wrong people. People that fought for the rights that we have. For your freedoms, you motherfucker. God damn.
Man, we better get ready, for this shit is about to crack off, boy. See, one thing about America, man, you can't just run over this. The whole American gonna get on your ass. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna just run through this country and, you know, we gonna be running in exile and scared and shit. Man, we got arsenals over in this motherfucker, so you better get ready, motherfucker. Said to get a bullet in your ass, fucking, you know, I'm serious. That's why we ain't got no business being against each other. All that old racial bullshit, that stupid shit. Man, we got to be together on this shit, watch out for each other's kids, Have love for each other, man. Fuck the dumb shit, man. We can't be going against each other like dummies, like the media want us to do. That's what they want us to do. We got to have each other's back.
Pause it for a minute, please. This guy was brilliant and eloquent, and I apologize for the profanity. I don't think we need it, but he spoke the truth exactly as it should be. Any kind of racial stuff at all against people of any color, so-called black or white, because I've never met anybody who's totally black or white. And there's all these shades of colors of people. Being against any color is really stupid. And I don't know the man's name, but he's right. That's what the media is doing at the orders of their bosses, high up corporate bosses and the satanic bosses above them. They want us to hate each other. They want us to hate them. They want us to hate anybody because the frequency of hate ruins our ability to perceive what's going on. Really important to understand that. And he just said it beautifully. So I apologize for it. And he, at the end too, he was saying, we need to have each other's back. We need to take help with each other's kids. We need to do anything we can in whatever capacity we're in to recover sanity. Brilliant, brilliant statement. And I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want what he said, even if that's all you get from this video, what this man just said, that's it. I mean, we have a chance, a short chance to reclaim not only America, but every country to have the same spirit of freedom and mutual respect and love, not one world government, but individual countries maintaining their own cultures, respecting each other, operating only to protect their own citizens' freedom. So, sorry, let's go back.
Hey guys, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. I want to make sure we're using the same terminology. A civil war is a war between citizens of the same country. Yeah, we're not coming after our brown neighbors and our black neighbors and our Asian neighbors. Nah, we're coming after you corrupt politicians who have made untold fortunes telling us we should hate each other. Yeah, see, you fucked up. We're waking up out here and we're coming together. We're coming together.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Pastor Carter. So let me get this straight, because I'm seeing an influx of people saying this ain't our fight. I'm seeing an influx of people saying it's only for, and I'm going to be honest, the white Americans and the so-called patriots of America. So where do you live? This ain't your fight. You saying that you're not going to stand with these people in this country for the atrocities that are happening, how they just trampling on rights. Where do you live? So you would watch them murder people in the streets, take people's freedoms away, force a needle in their arm. Where do you live? If this is not your fight, then where do you live? As for me, every brother of every color who's been disrespected, whose rights are being infringed on, I stand with you. No. And if you believe that, stitch this with me. This is our fight.
Pastor Greg Locke, ladies and gentlemen.
There is to it. Some of you pastors need to wake up and recognize the fact that you are leading your sheep to the slaughter. I'm not trying to wake up sleepy sheep. I'm trying to wake up the lions. It's time to roar. It's time to roar back against this corrupt, wicked, evil culture and this nonsensical, godless, corrupt government that we have. Stop all this out of context Romans 13 mess. I'm not called to submit to a fraudulent, buckwild, wicked, evil, nonsensical government. I'm not. That is not in the Bible. We are called to pray for our leaders, and I do. I pray they repent and get right with God. I'm not giving in. I'm not giving up. I'm not going to stop. This is our Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego moment. So do what you want to me and to our buildings and to our campus. But at the end of the day, we're not going to stop. We're not going to give in. We're not going to give up. We're just getting started.
Better start storing something in your houses. I'm talking about food that's non-perishable, because this thing is falling and falling fast. And when your people can't find jobs and can't have money, Murder and bloodshed will be all in the streets.
So let's get something straight here. Joe Biden just signed an executive order saying by November 1st, if veterans are not vaccinated, we can no longer get any health care through the VA. So let's discuss this a little. As a veteran and a combat soldier, there's certain things you do to prep your enemy for when you're about to attack. And basically what it boils down to is you make life harder for them. We've got farmers getting paid to mow over their crops right now, so that's the food part. We're threatening a bunch of workers that if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to lose your job. So there's the financial part. You mysteriously arm another country with $85 billion worth of equipment, which gives you a pretty formidable opponent to go against. You mandate all active duty members get vaccinated, or they get kicked out. Basically, what it is you make them an offer they can't refuse. You cut off our import of certain ammunition for certain weapon systems from Russia, which there's the means of self-defense. You start paying everybody that's playing your little game so that they'll think it's good. And there's the almighty dollar right there. It's kind of ironic I'm making this video right now. And oh yeah, by the way, speaking of that, because of that video I put up, you silence people from being patriotic. You call people that are considered patriotic terrorists. So now you're putting a label on us and identifying us as a threat. Are y'all fucking listening yet? I'm praying to the gods that this does not develop into something even worse. This country is the greatest country in the world. But this happening in the last 7 to 8 months, this is an extreme amount of pressure. Everybody heard what's going on with Australia. So I'm pretty sure if one country can do it, so can the rest of them. And the sad thing is I'm just as pissed off as everybody else. And not because it's happening, because we're letting it happen. But everybody knows where that leads. None of us want that. Please, we don't. So let's all stand up together and do something about this. Because it ain't gonna get any better. And you know it. This is the Colonel. Out here.
These are sad times we're living in. I've been vaccinated, my wife's been vaccinated, we made that choice. Save the comments, that's not what this video is about. If we go to any store, anywhere, any airplane, anything, and they require to see our vaccination, our papers, we're leaving, and we're not coming back until they stop. And we've been vaccinated. We're doing this in honor of every doctor, nurse, EMTs, pharmacists, technicians, medical staff, and those that clean hospitals, and the military, and cops and firemen that are refusing to take a vaccination that they have questions about. And I hope that all of you that have been vaccinated do the same thing, because we either stand united or we will most definitely fall divided. First Sergeant, out.
I'm gonna tell you that right now. This is getting out of hand. This legalized segregation and discrimination that you are playing with is way out of hand. This is America. I stood up and took my oath to defend this nation from all enemies, foreign and domestic. I read it 1,000 times. I've said it over 15 times in the last 10 years. I'll tell you something right now. You have an oath to help people who are sick. I have an oath to keep people safe. I don't do not doing my job. I don't derelict my duties to someone else because I'm a piece of shit and I'm gonna push my political beliefs on them. You're practicing segregation. You're practicing discrimination. And this is it. This is America. Last time I checked, this is the land of the free, home of the brave. And you're pissing off the free and the brave right now very badly. Good luck and God bless.
Call to action accepted. United States CVs are reporting for duty.
When they come, Last I remember, we took the same oath to protect the same Constitution and the same country. If you come to anyone's home and tell them to get in their home and point weapons at them, you'll be pointing them at me first, because I will be standing in the way. Hope you got level 5. Bring your A game.
Are you coming to the tree? They strung up a man, they say, who murdered 3. Strange things did happen here, no stranger would it.
Recently, and I need to say it, to all of our active duty military, to all of our police officers, we love you. You're our friends, you're our family, you're our neighbors, and we will always have your back. But if you turn your back on the citizens of this country, if you turn your back on the oath you took, if you turn your back on the Constitution of the United States of America, then you will be strangers to us. It will be like we never knew you. You will be another obstacle in the way of our freedom, and you will be treated as such.
So I was recently tagged in a post about the Australian government telling parents not to worry that their kids was going to be safe, that they were going to usher them into this stadium and vaccinate them. No parents allowed. That's Australia. I say this to the U.S. of A. My only goal in life, the only purpose I have, the only reason I'm here, is to raise and protect my kids. Anybody touches my kids and we are gonna have a long fucking day. Remember, I said that.
Tennessee passed a law that they can come in and take your kids and put them in a camp. I'm gonna tell you, officials, you police, military, I don't give a fuck who you think you are. You're gonna have to kill me. Because you ain't getting my fucking kids. This shit needs to stop, people. It seriously does need to stop. I don't get it. They want a civil war? They're fixing to get one.
This is gonna be a friends only video because, frankly, I'm just sick of everyone's shit. Don't wanna deal with it. I just left the pediatrician's office with my little girl. You guys, when I say this is unbelievable, I mean it's unfucking believable. The shit that people are getting away with. So the pediatrician asks if me or my husband are going to get vaccinated against COVID-19. And I told her no. And she says, not at all, not planning on it. No, we're not doing it. She said, well, unfortunately, you can no longer have your kids as patients here. You need to find a new doctor. And this has been my kid's doctor for the last 9 years. And just like that, we're cutting ties. Getting real fucking tired of this fight. I really am, but gotta keep doing it.
You wanna piss off a group of people? Start making decisions for their family. Yeah. Piss off a shit ton of women and we will freaking come for you, okay? The men will be pissed, the women will fight, right? We will fight for our babies. There's no reason why you should be making medical decisions for my child. That's my choice. It's not your choice. You want to piss off a group of people? Piss off some mama bears with their cubs.
There is nothing that this world offers that will protect you, prepare you, or prevent what will come for you if you take notion to cause damage to a child. That is a line one should not cross, and a war you will lose. Mark my words.
explain the gene-altering aspects of this vaccine. And when Moderna says that their mRNA technology is the, quote, software of life, what exactly are they talking about?
Well, again, we are not using a normal way of making a vaccine. We are putting a code inside of you. It's recombinant, part from nature and part synthetic, synthesized. And so it's a genetic code, and what they're doing is putting an envelope around it with nanolipid particles. It's nanotechnology. The nanotechnology is there to ensure it sneaks past your body's defenses, because normally your body would kill something like this immediately or disintegrate it. So it sneaks past the defenses into your cell and then tricks your cell into making that code, which is literally the spike protein or part of the virus. You'll be spitting out bits of the virus inside of your body.
Winds in the east, mist coming in, like something is brewing, about to begin. Can't put me finger on what lies in store. I feel what's to happen, all happened before.
Take everything from a man. What you get, well, it's anybody's guess. Because once you strip away all of his humanity, nobody knows what's going to be laying on the other side. Be careful what you wish for.
Look, there's a lot of bullshit going on, a lot of, hey, we're going to go to the Capitol and we're going to take it over and we're going to take our country back. Yeah, no. They've already got the gates up. They got the troops guarding the Capitol and stuff like that. If you go to the Capitol, I'm telling you, you are going to be arrested as domestic terrorists. I guarantee you, there's FBI agents, there's CIA agents online right now trying to incite an insurrection. A real insurrection. And if you go, there's going to be problems. My advice, and I'm taking my own advice, is sit back. Get ready. Because they really want to kick this off, they'll start coming to your house. They'll start coming door to door. And then that is when you kick this fucker off. Anybody wants to come to my private property and come after me because I love my country and I love my constitution, and you bring the fight to me, bud, make sure you have a lunch packed, because it's going to take you a minute. And I'm going to give you everything I got. If I get taken down, so be it. But I'm going to fucking die defending my country, my constitution. But I'm not going to take the fight to them to where they can mark me as a domestic terrorist and an insurrectionist. Mm-mm. No. I'm not a traitor to my country. They are the traitors to our country, okay? But there's a time and a place for everything. Let them bring the shit to you. Then do what you got to do, all right? I'm telling y'all, this is going to be bad if you go out there. And then all they're going to do, just like January 6th, they are going to label you as a Trump supporter and an insurrectionist and a domestic terrorist, and if you do live, well, you're going to go to Gitmo. You are fucking fighting the wrong fight. The fight you need to fight is stay at home. Protect your family. Protect your property. Okay? Because anyone comes on my fucking property, I'm sorry. You want my guns? You can have them. One well-placed round at a time. And I'll tell you what. As a Marine, I know how to place them fucking rounds exactly where I want them. So you fuck around and find out there. You know, you are a treasonous government. And I will, when I go down, it'll be on the right side of the fucking law, defending my freedoms, my constitution, my country, and my rights. Don't do anything stupid. Protect yours and yourn. All right?
You know, I've got many friends, acquaintances, and associates all over the country. Ex-Navy SEAL, Green Beret, Ranger types. And they constantly ask me, Buffalo, how come you don't have a bug out plan, you know? North Dakota or northern Montana or northern Idaho or someplace remote like this to run off to for a bug out plan? My answer to them is real simple. It's a matter of personal choice and preference with me. I'm a Scot. I don't run. If I do run, it's to the fight, not away from it. So when that comes, not if, but when that comes, I won't be in the running bunch. I'm afraid I'll stand. I'm a Scot. That's what we do.
You're systematically saying the United States is being dismantled piece by piece. This is exactly what's going on to bring us onto the New World Order. Starting with civil unrest, a soft revolution causing people not to want to go back to work for what the low wages they used to, dismantling the police forces, targeting the military to make it one-sided. It's only going to be the people that they want in the military. I hate to sound so negative, but I just don't see a good way out of it anytime soon before we drop into a depression. Then you'll see the collapse of the dollar happen before they bring the new digital system online. They're going to bring you to your knees every which way possible to get you to bow down to what they want you to agree to. I hope everyone's strong enough to resist it. I truly do.
Five branches of the U.S. military are warning of impending danger for America. They signed an open letter Tuesday. It opens with, "Our nation is in deep peril. We are in a fight for our survival as a constitutional republic like no other time since our founding in 1776. They list a number of issues as threats to constitutional freedoms, including a lack of election integrity, government overreach through executive action, draconian lockdown measures, as well as the censorship of expression."
Is it just me, or does anybody else think this is like getting totally out of hand? And if you do, what are you doing to prepare for it? What are you doing? Like you know this, where this is going, right? I know, you know, a lot of people know. But what are you doing to prepare for it? Are you in a group? Have you joined somebody? Message me. Follow us on Clapper. We have a group there. We're in every single state in America. We are not supremacist. We are not racist. Ohio, Georgia, we really need y'all to step up. Alabama, Louisiana's been really doing good. Florida, Texas, they're really jumping up there. Come find me. Come find me on Clapper. Share this video before they cancel it, just like they have been everything else I've been doing lately.
You can sit back and hope and you have faith that they're gonna do the right thing in the nick of time and everything's going to be okay. It's not going to be okay. It's not at all. Time to realize that they're all against us, every fucking one of them. They're out for their interests, not yours. They're going to protect themselves, not you. They don't give a fuck about you. They never have and they never fucking will.
When society no longer has the ability to recognize the truth, it will condemn all those who speak it. And my friends, that's us. We're speaking the truth. And it's no coincidence that there's a whole bunch of us. Do you know why? We are the people that can see through the lies. Not everyone has that ability. Fear blocks their ability to see the lie. Our so-called leaders in place, here in North America, we have two of them, Justin Trudeau, Joe Biden. When they have to face adversity, when there's a crowd of people that are pushing forth their belief that things are wrong, things aren't right, and march for freedom, where do they go? They scurry off into the dark like little cockroaches, and they call out their forces to push upon us their will. Now you men and women in uniform, and I'm talking to the military, and I'm talking to law enforcement. You might be on the wrong side of this thing. Only time will tell. But I'm going to speak to you as a person that has worn the uniform. I will always respect that uniform. But lately, I find that I'm having trouble respecting the men and women, just some of them, that are wearing it. Don't get on the wrong side of this. I came out here to this beauty to spend a few days of peace because the war is about to begin. We all know it. Good luck, everyone. God bless.
Okay, you guys, listen to this. Especially you.
The Chinese biological laboratory in Wuhan is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, which accidentally owns Pfizer. The one who makes the vaccine against the virus, which accidentally started at the Wuhan Biological Lab and which was accidentally funded by Dr. Fauci, who accidentally promotes the vaccine. GlaxoSmithKline is accidentally managed by the finance division of BlackRock.
Every industry in this country, every major corporation in this country is controlled by two other companies. Those two other companies are Vanguard and BlackRock. Now, BlackRock is public. We know who owns BlackRock, but Vanguard is old money and they're private and they don't tell who owns Vanguard. But the majority owner of BlackRock, yeah, Vanguard, they own everything.
BlackRock, which coincidentally controls central banks and manages about a third of global investment capital.
You can pray all you want, but David eventually had to pick up that rock and kill Goliath.
I don't care what you call it. I don't care what your justification is. If you think that you're going to have teams, whether they're from FEMA, law enforcement, military, Department of Homeland Security, you think you're going to have teams that go door to door dragging people out of their homes, putting them in internment camps, or forcing them to take this jab? You're declaring war on the American people. I hope you know that. And let me be very blunt here. You will be fired upon! The American public will not stand for it. So be forewarned. It's war on the American people if you decide to go down this path. You want it? Bring it, motherfuckers!
Is here, y'all. Frago 5 just got published. It generally states that senior Army officers will have 5 days to take the jab or resign their commission. Sergeants Major, 5 days, or face involuntary separation. The rest of us, GOMARS all around, potential UCMJ, courts martial, dishonorable discharge. Many of us, after years of honorable service to this great nation, how is this okay? How is that not coercion? What country do we live in? For the rest of you out there, in the same boat, don't be afraid. It'll be alright. Hold the line. Stay the course. Better days are coming, y'all.
What's a hill that you're willing to die on 1,000% of the time? after this one stop at
Well, I have done 5 years in the Marines, infantry, all honorably. I picked up sergeant last month. Shit was going pretty well for me. And I'm not going to get the shot because, you know, I don't believe the government has our best interests at heart. I don't think that's really why they're trying to push this, you know. So I'm getting kicked out, but I'm not the only one. There's a lot of others with me. Pretty shitty.
Good morning.
Pause it, Doug.
Please. If you're fed the fuck up like I am.
Yeah, because we have to wrap it up because we're over time. You can see the whole thing at lostartsradio.com, including the 4.5 hour version, and it's worth looking at, and it's worth sharing because it's going to get blocked everywhere, obviously. I think the point of it is there's a higher law than these mandates and orders that are being given to be complicit to murder. And if you're in the health industry, you're supposed to be protecting the health of the people you take care of, not following orders that kill them. And if you're working inside a hospital, you know what happens to people when they're following the protocol that they're forced to do for so-called COVID, when any kind of upper respiratory distress, a lot of murders being committed. And I know it's really hard for most of us who have been trained from babyhood that the government works tirelessly for your benefit and never would do anything dishonest or not benevolent. We've been trained to believe that. It's like a religion, and questioning it defines you as bad. But what happens when it's not true? You know, when it's gone so far that all these parts of government and the power structure and the corporations are full of good people at the lower levels, and at the top there, well, at the mid-range top, they're just willing to commit anything for profit. And at the upper range, it's not even about money, it's satanic. What happens when that situation arises? And the people that have taken the approach of real science, which is not biased, it's not memorizing what's supposed to be true. It's saying, I want to know what's true, even if it disagrees with what I believe. Show me, because if I find out that what I believe is false, that's great. It's not an ego contest. You don't want to say, well, you know, something is true because I memorized it in medical school, or something is true because my boss said so, or something is true because the president said so. That's great, except what if it's not true? If you act, you're responsible for your actions, even if you're following orders. Nuremberg made that clear, even though it was violated in a lot of ways, and a lot of people got away with murder and were hired by corrupt governments. But that's another story, including the U.S. But we're responsible for what we do. If we make a mistake and we hurt somebody else and we didn't really fully understand, you know, that that was not the thing to do, then you don't condemn yourself. You change. You stop the crime. Don't continue. I don't have any excitement about anybody being punished for anything. I have excitement about people giving up the crimes that they're doing and change of heart. And as I see it, after looking at this for a long time, no matter how bad a person has been, mass murder, satanic rituals, whatever, or just following orders as a doctor and killing people, carrying out late-term abortions, or probably any abortions, and which that profession is full of satanic worshipers. You may not believe it, but it's on video. We know it at this point. Any of those positions that you find yourself in, the person as they really are, it comes from the same God. It's spirit, but it's covered with mind programming. They can make anybody into a criminal. And if you find yourself doing that and you're complicit in a crime, and you're an Australian policeman beating up ladies trying to get into a food store, or you're in the military and you're ordered to murder a whole village because you have to invade it, and you find out, well, where's this really coming from? You have an obligation not to do that, no matter what it costs. We all do. So what I want to see is this all resolve itself peacefully, which is still possible, but it's a consciousness issue. And that can happen if people become conscious. You know, great leaders and inspirational speakers like David Icke and Chris Guy and a lot of other ones say mass noncompliance. But where that comes from is consciousness. If you're hypnotized and you don't know you're programmed and you memorize safe and effective and you don't look at, I mean, anybody can see the bioweapon that is being injected into people is not for your health. It has nothing to do with protecting you from anything. If you understood that, if you're in the group that's saying, well, that could never be true, the doctors can't all be lying, and you know, whatever excuse you memorized or think, do your homework without preconception. About 1% of the actual deaths and injuries caused by the injection are published by VAERS, roughly. So go read VAERS. It's really simple. It'd take you about 10 minutes to see the clues to what's going on. You see 16,000 dead from the shot, no question. That's published. That represents about 1% probably of the total. That's 1.6 million. Would you consider that serious? If the animal studies showed most of the animals died later, translate that into human years. That means over the next few months, the real death toll happens. Do you think that that's acceptable? The people that didn't know any better or were pressured into taking this injection are going to need help. They're going to need remedies. And there's a lot of great doctors currently working on finding the remedies in time before those people die. A lot of energy needs to be going into that. And if you've got these satanically controlled corrupt rulers like are all over the world now, in many cases, right down to the local level, and they're giving orders for us to commit suicide or for the doctors to commit murder, and this is serious. It doesn't matter what the authorities say, you can't knowingly commit crimes like that against other people. You have to say no. That's what would make the mass noncompliance come true. So for each one of us, it's like the first obligation is learn. Don't just memorize. Don't just say that mainstream television channel said this is what's happening and everybody else is crazy. I didn't know media lied all the time for a long time when I was a kid. And then I found out in areas that I did know and could check, whoa, they're knowingly lying and twisting emotions to make people do things that are not good. What does that mean? And I spent decades finding out where it's coming from. The power is in you, not in them. And that's why they have to hypnotize you and make you defend and believe what is suicidal for the country and other countries all over the world. We're way late, so we have to wrap this up. But the title was about MAGA, and the media wanted you to think that MAGA was terrorist and terrible. Well, I trust the media. They don't demonize anybody that's not really good in general. You have to check, but as a rule, that's how it works. So the thing about nationalism is every country should have it. It's not some kind of a tyrannical thing at all. It's what's good for each individual country. And the leaders of every country should be doing that and then respect each other and offer cooperation and help for other countries, but not handing over your own citizens' taxpayer money to some other dictator. That's not okay. And that's what's called foreign aid right now. So freedom, making every country great, You choose any country. If it starts with an N, you say manna. If it starts with a T, that's mata. You know, every country, make that country great again. And the way you do it is get rulers in there that are not insane, that are not psychopaths, and that are donating for a salary, of course, but donating their efforts and their time to serve their country. And there are people like that. They just have a hard time or get assassinated or, you know, little difficulties like that if they get into office. But if enough of them do, then the whole thing changes. And in the meantime, when you've got most of the rulers of cities, states, countries, and everything else in the world by insane people, maliciously, criminally insane people, if nobody followed the orders, it wouldn't destroy the world. And that's you. So what these brave people in the military did on these videos is say, all right, it may be really hard on myself and my family. We lose our pension. We lose our money. We need lose the ability to buy food for the family and pay rent. But I can't follow an order to commit suicide or do anything bad to somebody else. The police can't follow orders to enforce that on people. The military can't follow orders to enforce crime anywhere in the world. And that's what noncompliance is about. It's to avoid violent conflict so it doesn't happen. And this is the time when that's going to be decided. So that's why I wanted to donate the show to, you know, letting you see the video. Look at the long version if you have time. It's really good. LostArtsRadio.com. Subscribe to Vaccine Impact News. And take good care of yourself. Way to help everybody else is learn what's really going on. Even if it's really emotionally hard, learn the truth. It's not a conspiracy theory. Learn the truth, whatever it is. Take care of yourself. Get in good shape. Clear your mind. And be an example, because that spreads faster than debates and arguments and things like that. Be an example that people want to follow because of what you're doing. According to principles and higher values, the main one of which is love what's true, love God, love higher spirit with all your heart, and love everybody else as yourself, even the bad guys, because they can be reformed. Even the people in the corrupt media, even the criminals operating under color of government, and certainly everybody else in this racist stuff and division that the media and the governments and the corporations are trying to push. If you're awake yourself, you never fall for it. And their wish for a big war doesn't have to happen. So let us know what you think. LostArtsRadio.com. If you want to help us stay on the air, there's a donate button at that website and a Subscribestar link as well. But either one of those work. And help us share the link, because taking the chance of putting something up like this video, it's just time to do everything we can to care about each other. We don't need violence. Only justification for violence is last-ditch, real, true self-defense. Other than that, we need to make it peaceful and awaken the power in mass noncompliance and consciousness. 17 minutes from now, we'll do Planetary Healing Club. For the people that want to work on the deeper aspects of that, you're welcome to come. That's accessed at planetaryhealingclub.com. And if you have questions about that, let us know. Otherwise, share the links, okay, before it all disappears. And take care of yourself. You're more useful to everybody else that way. And thanks for being here. We greatly appreciate you. I consider you the hope for the world. So just find out the forgotten normal state and find out how much power you've got. It's incredible. Okay, take care, and we'll see you next time.